But there is another superhero in Cork today, and there is another lunch on. I just want to spend a couple of minutes talking about that, because it's a sold-out lunch today. It's in Rachel's. Actually, Rachel is head chef today at lunchtime. There's going to be all sorts of people there. Tomás O'Leary will be there. Kevin Caban will be there. They're going to be the celebrity chefs. Barry Murphy from Atbury Match is the MC. Liam O'Connor, the box player, will be there. And everyone and anyone on Lee side will be there. It is a sold-out gig. It's for the mustard seed communities. And I'm interested in this primarily because Monsignor Gregory Ramickson is the man behind this. And I believe that he at one stage, he's a priest, he's a Monsignor now, he was actually here in Cork for a couple of years at Presentation Brothers College. And he'll be at the lunch today because he, around the world, looks after abandoned children with disabilities. They could be living on footpaths. They could be living in empty parking lots. They could be living out of bins and trash cans. We think it's bad here, but in other parts of the world, it's an awful lot worse, I can tell you. Gregory, good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Not at all. I was interested. You actually were here at some... How long ago were you in Presentation School?
Would you believe it? When I got up this morning and I saw this, I said, my God, 50 years ago, in 1968, I was here for about 2.5 years.
Wow, so that would have been back in the days of Brother Jerome and what have you, yeah?
Hey, God bless you, Brother Jerome and Brother Justinian. And exactly right, Brother Felix.
What's it like being back 50 years later? How does it look?
Let me tell you something. It looks different. There are more tall buildings. And we were staying at Blarney Street in a place called near Grana Braha. And we used to walk around the place, around the lock and so, but now it's different. The traffic and, I never even knew there was a hotel called Montinotti.
Well, it's good to have you back again. Tell me, listen, I can pick up your Trinidadian accent there. It's a real funky accent.
Oh, wait, but... you know about the Trinidadian accent?
No, but I would listen to it all day. I could listen to it all day. So what have you been doing with yourself for the last 50 years then?
Well, you know what happened? I was lecturing at the university in urban planning in Kingston. And in 78, this is our 40th year for mustard seed, because in 78, as a lecturer, that before I became a priest at all, we had some squatters and so on in opposite the university hospital. And I took my students there and we tried to help them out. And they said, oh, gee, you guys only coming to study us and all this story.
Yeah.
You never help us.
Yeah.
So that got me thinking, my God, we could do something for these people. And they were using blocks, cement blocks for chairs and cement blocks for desks when we first started, a little basic school they call for little babies.
Yeah.
And from there on, I continued teaching at the university, but then I decided after, look, the best thing to do is to, devote all my time and energy to this kind of stuff. And that's how we started, and we invited to about 17 or 18 different countries, but because of resources, we're in Zimbabwe, Malawi, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Jamaica, in these different countries,
So we think that we have it bad here sometimes, but you're in countries where they have it an awful lot worse, of course.
Oh, let me tell you something. When you see little babies, I'm talking babies literally, living and struggling on a dump, let's say, in Puerto Plata, in Dominican Republic, eating the leftover fat or whatever they dumped from the hotel. No, that you can't see it many places.
But Gregory, we don't see that. I mean, I've been to the Dominican Republic on holidays. How come we don't see that when we're there?
There we go. Hey, right. That is why some of these super inclusive clubs and these big hotels, they kind of say, oh, those are bad areas, wherever it is. So is the place I'm talking. They wouldn't allow you to go there because they claim lack of security and all this kind of stuff. Many times they're embarrassed to have visitors there.
In fact,
we face a lot of political problems from being there.
I see.
But they can't stop us because we have dumb rep people working in there.
Yeah.
But no, Jamaica is a beautiful place, but Jamaica has had its share of problems. AIDS children. Oh my God, we have 78 of them.
Children with AIDS?
Established with AIDS. Yes. Some die from the AIDS without the medicine coming to them. So that's why we have to take them. Otherwise, what's going to happen?
And do you think, in spite of everything you deal with every day of every week of every year and the sheer scale of the problems, do you feel you make a difference?
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now in Jamaica, we have a little saying in Jamaica that is mustard seed. We will never abandon a child twice, number one. Number two, in other words, if the child is abandoned and we have the child and it cannot carry itself on its own, we will keep the child womb to tomb, disabled. But number two, if any child at all in Jamaica is found in the worst situation and is abandoned, if I have to give them my own bed, they will get my bed.
You're an incredible man.
The point is, yes. Well, no, you know, it's just a normal human thing, eh? Animals look after each other. Why can't humans do it? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is how I see it.
Well, listen, I wanted to welcome you back to Cork. I want you to enjoy your lunch today amongst friends. And I know you'll have some lovely words to share with them. And they're going to be really, really spoiled to have you present today and Rachel. So well done for that, all right?
And thank you for having me. Let me tell you something. When I saw Ireland yesterday, it's like living in Legoland or Disney World. So God bless you all.
You too.
And thank you for the support.
Take care. Take care, Monsignor Gregory. He'll be in Rachel's today on Washington Street amongst friends as part of the Mustard Seed community.